This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today for an episode that I think is going to be a tool that you can implement right away to create change, improvement, and accelerate progress in your life. If you are on the Primal Potential VIP email list, then you might have read the email I sent out recently about a mantra for personal growth that has really been helpful to me recently. In fact, I am currently renovating a new office space for myself, and I intend to put this particular mantra on the wall someplace as a daily reminder to me. But before I tell you what that is, I just want to say a word about this idea of personal growth. Personal growth. No matter what your goal is, whether you have multiple goals or just one singular goal, whether your goal is related to your health or your body, or it's a financial goal, a relationship goal, a career goal, one of the most important things you can focus on to be more successful in the achievement of that goal or making progress towards that goal is personal growth. This idea of personal growth basically means that we are becoming a better version of ourselves, not just for the sake of improvement, but because when we work on improving ourselves, that means we are better problem solvers. It means we think things through more completely. We are more resistant to things like excuses or exceptions and procrastination. Personal growth is something that will not only accelerate your progress towards a health goal or a fitness goal, a fat loss goal, but along the way, it is going to make you a happier human. It is going to improve every relationship in your life, from the relationship you have with yourself to the relationship you have with family members, colleagues, strangers on the street. The more you develop personally, the more money you're going to make, the more money you're going to keep, the more opportunities you are going to open up for yourself in your life. And I bring that up because sometimes I think personal growth can just get taken for granted as a concept. Like, yeah, be better. But why? Why does that matter? Because it gets us more of what we want and protects us more from the things we don't want, whether those are tangible things or intangible things, whether those are facts or feelings or both. So this idea of personal growth is one that is very, very important to me. And what I mentioned in a recent VIP email was this mantra that I heard. It came up in a mastermind event that I was at in January. If you want to double your income, triple your growth. If you want to double your income, triple your growth. Now, from a business standpoint, we could very much take that as, well, if you triple the growth of your business, you'll double your income, because in tripling your growth, there will be more expenses, yada, yada, yada. It's not a direct correlation to income. But that's really not the truth of this mantra. It's not about the growth of the business. It's about your personal growth. If you want to double your income, triple your personal growth. If you want to double your rate of progress, whether that is in getting out of debt, starting a new business, losing weight, increasing your fitness, if you want to double the rate of your progress, triple your personal growth. If you want to 2x the quality of your relationships, whether that is the relationship with yourself, with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, triple your personal growth. There needs to be a daily focus on personal growth. You need to be looking for ways, creating ways, acting in ways that create personal growth every single day. And fortunately for all of us, there are so many ways to do this. One of the tools that I believe in most for this, that I hammer with my clients day in and day out, is journaling. Because the more we are aware of our own thoughts and our own choices and our own patterns of behavior, the more we see of it versus just drifting and not paying attention and doing things the way we always do, the more awareness we have, the more opportunity we have to create changes or improvements and make adjustments. That's one of the reasons that journaling is really the foundation of things like the 12 weeks to transformation and why I started journaling years ago and have never stopped. It is something I do every single day. But of course, that's not the only way to create personal growth. And it's probably not going to be the only tool that you can leverage if you want to really take on this challenge of tripling your personal growth. Reading is one other way that is fantastic for personal growth. Not just learning, but as you read, saying, what can I do with this? How can I employ this? One of the strategies you've heard me say hundreds of times here on the podcast, if you are scrolling through Facebook or social media and you see something that inspires you, number one, what are you doing with it? How are you acting on it? And number two, make sure that you incorporate that into your future thought pattern by doing something like putting it in your calendar for a future date. Not to belabor the point, because I know you've heard this a million times. We've got a lot of new listeners, so I just want to reiterate exactly what I mean here. Let's say you're scrolling through Instagram and you see something that totally inspires you. Number one, ask yourself, what will I do to act on this, to incorporate this into my life today? But then number two, how do I make sure that this isn't just a flash in the pan, a moment in time that is going to disappear off of my radar screen as soon as I move on to the next thing? Drag that, copy that, take a picture of it, take the URL, put it in your calendar for 3 days from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 11 months from now, and 3 years from now, because we need repeat exposure to these kinds of things to make sure that they are locked into our mindset. Once is not enough. Otherwise, it's just this single moment in time and its potential impact has been dramatically diminished. If you want to double your rate of progress, triple your personal growth. Journaling is one way. Reading is another. Of course, podcasts are another. One way that I think gets overlooked, maybe because so many of us have lives that are just so full and we rush from one thing to the next. Maybe also because of insecurity. But one of the most powerful ways, and a way that we have a real unique ability to tap into in this day and age because of the power of the internet, is other people. Other people. Other people have the ability to teach us, to help us see ourselves more accurately, to inspire us, to encourage us. And as you've heard me say before as well, that is the number one reason I created the Primal Potential Masters Club. Seriously, I was sitting one day thinking, how can I create a network of people who think upwards, who want to create improvements in their life, who desire personal growth, who are working to show up as a better version of themselves every day, because we are the average of the five people with whom we spend the most time. I wanted to be more intentional about that average, because so much of it is just happenstance. We go to work with these same people and they're not changing. And sure, we could get another job, but that doesn't mean that we can hand select the people. So I thought, I need to get more intentional about this. And it has been one of the best personal decisions I've ever made, because they help me grow every single day. Every single day, by seeing what they are doing, how they are thinking, how they are challenging themselves, the quality of the questions they are asking themselves, the way they are raising their own standards, their honesty and vulnerability, it has been a huge part of my own personal growth. And that happens as well within the 12 weeks to transformation. Just seeing people who are saying, hey, I want to do better today, and that looks like this. Hey, I dropped the ball this weekend and I let myself down a little bit, but what I'm doing about it today is this. Makes me better every single day. And that is, quite frankly, what inspired today's episode, because one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients was a huge part of my personal growth this week. She made my relationship better this week. She made me better this week, and I just had to share it with you. This is part of what I sent out in that VIP email, but there was so much response to it that I let people know I would do a follow-up episode to elaborate on it, because I didn't really elaborate on it in the email. I shared the idea, but people wanted to know how to apply it, which is what we're going to do today. So let me read to you what this individual posted inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation that was a huge catalyst for my own personal growth this week. She wrote, "Hey, transformation and potential achievers. I was in a two-day training this week related to agile software development. The training was tailored to an existing team interested in improving its implementation of the agile philosophy and its methods. I really loved the coach's use of a currency analogy." And currency, we're talking about money here. She continued, "Over the 2 days, the coach continued to remind us that his job was to show us the right way to do it so that we'll know the wrong way when we see it." She said, "When anyone raised their hand to complain about the current practice, he would politely stop them and remind them that he was here to show us the right way, to focus on, quote, the real currency and what that looks like." She explained that the coach used this analogy of money and the experts at the Federal Reserve, whose singular job is to spot counterfeit currency. The way they go about becoming expert at spotting counterfeit currency is to study real currency. She said, "The fake stuff has so much variability that there's no point in studying all the fakes. But when you get laser focused on what right looks like, then the fakes stand out." She wrapped up her post and she said, "I was excited to see this applied at work and how it crosses over into my personal life and what we do in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. Getting crystal clear on the real authentic currency, who we want to be, is what we do when we ask the questions and do the work in our identity journal. It allows us to continually course correct for incremental and continuous improvement." Okay, let's break that down. What inspired me in this is that the experts at the Federal Reserve, whose job it is to spot counterfeit money, don't study counterfeit money. They aren't focused on that because there's so much variability. When they focus in on real money, then all of the counterfeit stands out. And I started thinking, holy moly, this is why so many of us feel really frustrated. This is why so many of us feel overwhelmed and stuck, because we're focused on the fake, the counterfeit, what we don't want to show up in our lives, instead of giving our exclusive focus to what we do want, what is right. And this post is so right. That's exactly what we do in our journals in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. We are focused on who and how we want to be today, how we want to show up, the version of ourselves we want to be today, and what we can do about it, instead of focusing on the problem, what we did wrong, what we don't want, what's in the way, all of that stuff. But this has such broader appeal. So what I want to do for our time together today is focus on what this looks like in action, focusing on the real currency instead of the fake currency in the categories of health, fitness, fat loss, in the categories of relationships, and get really specific as a way of using this for personal growth today. If you want to double your progress, triple your personal growth, right? Triple your personal growth. So in health, nutrition, fat loss, fitness, the daily choices related to what we eat, how we move, how we sleep, etc. Focusing on the counterfeit doesn't reflect what we want. And so then we feel distracted, we feel overwhelmed, and we are drawn to the things we focus on. So when your focus every day is on what you don't want to eat, what you shouldn't eat, what you ate that you didn't think you should have ate yesterday, how far you have to go, how frustrated you are, that is all you see. And that's not what you want. When you focus on the real currency, everything else becomes so much clearer. Everything else begins to stand out. So instead of, why do I do this? What's wrong with me? I shouldn't have this. I'm going to really try to stay away from sugar today. Instead, what is it that I want? What is it that I want? If I want to be the kind of person who takes great care of myself, well, then what does taking great care of myself look like today? If I want to be consistent, instead of focusing on all the things that are inconsistent or how far I have to go, if I were consistent today, it would look like this. Define it, then do it. Define it, and then do it. Instead of the counterfeit, what you don't want, I'm so gross, I'm so fat. Well, when was the last time I felt really great? What was I doing then? What kind of choices was I making? Great. Define it, then do it. Create those opportunities. If I were as healthy as I want to be, as consistent as I want to be, making the kinds of choices that I really wish I would effortlessly make, what does that look like today? Define it and then do it. If you haven't yet listened to episode 548 of the podcast, that is one you have to listen to. I will link to it in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/568. But seriously, if you have not listened to episode 548, you must, because 548 talks about our tendency to do just this, to focus on the problem, what we don't want, what's in the way, the past pattern. That is like the Fed studying the counterfeit, which means your work is endless and it's frustrating and it doesn't get you better at identifying the real currency. It just gets you more clear on the fake, not the goal. That's not the goal. So definitely listen to episode 548. Again, I'm going to link it up in the show notes. But even before you do that, what is the truth of how you want to show up? What is the gold standard for how you want to care for yourself? Define it for today, not forever, just today, and do that thing. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is not just about health or food or fat loss or fitness. This is a strategy that is as powerful, potentially more powerful, in your relationships. When you are focused on the counterfeit, the fraud, the fake in the relationships, you are hyper-focused on what is wrong, and that creates distance and division. So instead of stressing over, yelling about, complaining over what went wrong, what does right look like? And how can you create it? And I will be the first to say that I have not mastered this aspect. I'm way better at focusing on what I really, really want with my health and my food choices and my movement than in my relationship. But I will be very authentic about the fact that I practiced this just yesterday. And I will give my boyfriend credit for kind of leading the charge, even though I don't think he had read the email that went out on this. He's just a very linear thinker. And so maybe it's easier for the linear thinkers to come by this in terms of practice than for people who have a pattern of focusing on what is wrong and what they don't want and what's in the way and what's annoying and what's frustrating. So I want to show you how I applied this in my personal relationship, where I think it is as powerful, if not more powerful, than it is in our relationships with ourselves. So, in my own relationship, one of the things that I am working on, that we are working on, is our communication in situations where I feel a certain way that my boyfriend doesn't understand. This could be my feelings about my work, about the house, about money, or about our relationship. When we apply this strategy of focusing on the true currency, what is real, what you do want, and not the counterfeit, he asked me, when did I get it right? Can you tell me a time when the conversation or the exchange in one of these situations went well versus what we've done before and what it looks like to focus on the counterfeit, on what you don't want? This is where you messed up. This is where you made me feel bad. This is where it wasn't what I wanted it to be. But it changed everything when the conversation was, hey, can you tell me when I got it right? When it felt good to you? When it went well for us? Nobody gets better. Nobody gets better when you're focusing on what went wrong, where the ball was dropped, where you feel like they messed up, where you got angry. If you're focusing on what doesn't work, then you're focused on the behavior you don't want and you're reinforcing that. More than that, though, it creates just that conversation. Approaching it that way creates distance and defensiveness instead of closeness and connection. It amplifies the tension instead of amplifying the bond. And only a couple minutes later, we practiced that strategy again related to what works for feeling physically close or emotionally close. Instead of, you're not romantic, or you're not sweet, or you don't pay attention. Focusing on the real currency, we used the question, well, when was the last time you felt really close to me? When was the last time you felt really connected? What was happening then? You know, like, when did you have that feeling that you just wanted to give me a big hug or a kiss, or that moment when you're thinking, oh, I just love you? And I think our answers, at least for me, I'll speak just for me, the answer made me feel closer, as opposed to when the conversation is around what went wrong and what we don't want. You never leave those conversations feeling closer. Just the discussion creates defensiveness and tension for me. So we're having this conversation. Well, when was the last time you felt that connection or felt super close to me? And his response was, yesterday when you were dragging tree limbs through the snow. And I asked why. And he said that he admires that I just jump in and start even when I'm not sure where to start or when the task seems huge. And he's attracted to that in me. That approach creates a very different outcome. It creates the outcome that we both want. And it requires that we focus on what is right. What is the best version? You know, just like the Fed is focused on the real currency. What is the best version of our relationship that we both want? That conversation builds the bond and gets us focused on where we want to go, gives us an idea of the standard we want to hold ourselves to instead of, this is everything that's wrong. Same thing with health. The thoughts, the actions, the attention needs to center around, what does it look like when I'm getting it right? What is the true thing that I want more of? The vision I'm moving towards, and how will I act on that today? This applies to our health, to our relationships, to our goals. When it comes to your own goals, you can absolutely choose to focus on where you've dropped the ball, where you missed the mark, or on what you really want, on what you can do to create the real thing you really want, the way you want it to be effortlessly. This came up just the other day with my sister. If you haven't heard the episode more recently with her, I will link to it in the show notes over at primalpotential.com/568. But my sister Debbie has been working her butt off to get out of debt. And this really was catalyzed at the first Ascend event, the Primal Potential Weekend Workshop. First one was back in 2016 in Nashville. And prior to that event, Debbie had a ton of financial stress and pressure and a ton of debt, but also was really committed to this idea that she couldn't get out of debt because she didn't make enough money. She had over $100,000 in debt, mostly student loans, and she's a social worker in a school setting, so you get the picture. Master's degree from an out-of-state school, a lot of debt, not a lot of income. So until that first Ascend event, despite really wanting to get out of this financial crisis mode, she believed more in the limitation than in her own potential. Again, we really have dove deep onto this topic in a couple of past episodes of the podcast that I will link up if you haven't heard them already. So yesterday I was on the phone with my sister and she shared with me, she said, you know, I have this really ambitious goal. It's kind of a long shot. She wants to have her car paid off by the end of this month and she wants to be totally out of debt by her birthday in August. Now, if she focuses on the real, the currency she really, really wants, that looks quite different than focusing on what she doesn't want, on the fake, on the counterfeit, on everything that isn't what she really, really wants. And initially, it was, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of a long shot. Really, I'd have to come up with a couple of $1,000 extra every month. And yeah, like I can do that, but the chances of like doing it every single month between now and my birthday, I'm gonna go for it, but it's a pipe dream. It's a long shot. When we shift that conversation from, it's kind of dicey, not really sure, to, well, it can happen if these conditions are met. When I do this and this and this, it becomes possible. And today's step would look like this and this and this. All of a sudden, we've shifted the energy. We've turned it from an aspiration into an action. And it's really not about whether or not she checks that box in August. And more about, is she psyching herself out of it today? Or is she talking herself into it? Is she considering the impossibility or the possibility? Because in one direction, if she's considering the impossibility, everything that could get in the way, she's absolutely not going to get there. Empowering language versus disempowering language. Focusing on what you do want versus what you don't want. Again, episode 548 of the podcast really reinforces this with a lot of strategy. So it's a great place to go back to. But the bottom line here is that we all need to give our energy to what we do want, not to what we don't want. To the way we want it to be and not to the way that it has been. To where we want to move towards, not giving our attention to all the things we don't want. This is a practice for the way you eat, for the way you move, for the way you manage your household, your finances, your relationship, your goals. All of it, all of it, all of it. One of the things we started doing a few weeks ago, and I haven't done it recently, despite the fact that you guys have been amazing about sending in your wins. I don't know why I haven't done it. I guess interview episodes and things like that. I just forgot. But I want to share one of the wins that you shared with me. And please, please, please continue to share them. You can DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. Or you can hit me up through the Primal Potential inbox. primalpotential.com/inbox. I got this win via email and it is a powerful one. It says, "Hello, Elizabeth. First, I wanted to share that I had a heavy breakthrough yesterday. We went bowling and my husband ordered a pizza at the concession stand. It was 2:30 in the afternoon and we had eaten lunch about 1 hour before. The minute the pizza was brought over, I had a realization. It's up to me to practice what goes into my own mouth. I had the thought, what would happen if I didn't eat this pizza right now? I realized that I would feel full, and that's not how I wanted to feel. I live with a hardworking man that moves for 12 plus hours a day at work and has two very active young sons. My sons occasionally eat as much as my 37-year-old husband, but I'm different. It's my responsibility to decide what I eat. What questions can I ask myself when my first reaction is to eat whatever is in front of me? What can I practice? I have accepted that my boys are able to eat differently than I have decided to eat. I am aware, and now is the time to take action. At the end of this email, she shares with me that she didn't have the pizza, which is a huge win. And kudos, kudos, kudos to any moment where you kind of intervene in your own thoughts and say, wait, wait, I don't have to just eat it because it's here. Am I hungry? How am I going to feel if I do? And to the question of what questions can I ask myself, I think just asking that, all right, fast forward a few hours. Will I be glad that I had it or will I not? And it's not about the pizza, right? Because you can absolutely eat the pizza, but before we even consider, does this look good? Does it not look good? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Does my body need fuel? Because the answer can be yes to the pizza if you really feel like you need more fuel. But when you say, I'm not hungry, I ate an hour ago, that doesn't mean you're saying, no, you can't have pizza. It's just not now. The pizza's not going anywhere. And if it is, you know how to get more. There's not like a worldwide shortage on pizza. Does my body need fuel? And then it's not yes or no to the pizza. It's just I'm going to evaluate eating when I need fuel, but not before. This takes the pressure off of discipline and willpower, right? Because then it's not, I shouldn't have that pizza. They can eat differently than me. It's, I don't need to make a yes-no decision on pizza right now because I'm not hungry. But when I'm hungry, I'll come back to this decision. And if they've eaten the pizza, well, I can consider ordering pizza. I can make a food decision then, but for now, I'm just not hungry. And then if she were to say, well, actually, I was hungry. Actually, we hadn't eaten an hour earlier. And, you know, pizza wasn't the thing that I thought I would have for dinner tonight. But like, I actually am really hungry. Well, then it becomes, is this pizza worth it? Do I have other options? Would I enjoy them more? And in what way can I have the pizza and still feel really good? Versus, oh, here we go. Since I'm having pizza, screw it. I blew it. Let's just eat the whole thing and order me three beers and I'm going to have ice cream, right? Because I personally can have a slice or two of pizza and still feel good. But if a slice or two turns into half or three quarters of the pizza and then, let's get some sour watermelons because who cares? Like I've already blown it, you know? But I think that's a really powerful win that you are in that moment saying, hey, just because my husband is having permission or giving himself permission to eat this pizza doesn't mean that I am suddenly like, well, he's eating it, so I guess we're both eating it. His body is different. He's more active than I am. He's a dude. He's a different human. Doesn't matter what he's doing. Let's leave the consideration of him out of it. Am I hungry? Begin there. Sometimes just stripping away the story and the drama and keeping it really simple is incredibly powerful. So keep those wins coming. Please, please, please. I want to wrap up with what she said towards the end of her email. She said, my specific gratitude that I wrote in my journal today, and that's a field in the journal in the 12 weeks to transformation, specific gratitude. She says, my specific gratitude that I wrote in my journal today is momentum will surround the story you tell the most, which is something I had posted on Instagram the other day. She said, I was lost in thought while on my spin bike this morning. I focused on what this sentence really means to me. What else is true? I have this story that the only way to lose weight is both exercise and eat a certain way. I'm so good at the exercise part, but suck when it comes to eating. Light bulb! I'm good at exercising because I've invested time and energy and gained momentum in this area. It's that simple. I've taken small steps and gained momentum for years and years, and I love how I feel on a spin bike. I love how I feel when I can get deeper into a yoga pose. I will be practicing and journaling what this momentum looks like regarding food. She said, this week's challenge, the 12 Weeks to Transformation Challenge, is where I will start. Time for a new story because I'm finally aware of the old one. Momentum will surround the story you tell the most. And if your story is, I've got the exercise part down pat, but I suck when it comes to eating, well, you've just created momentum around the story that your nutrition sucks. What's the point? Who cares? You don't have that down. And like this individual said, it's time for a new story. You are the storyteller. You are the thinker and not the thought, and you are capable in this and any moment in your life of creating a different story. I want to remind you guys that the next 12 Weeks to Transformation is starting in just a few weeks. Registration is opening in just a couple weeks from now. And the thing about the 12 Weeks to Transformation is that it's not a transactional program because I'm not a transactional coach. That means I don't give you food lists and meal plans and say, eat this, not that, because that's not the coach I am. I'm not a transactional coach. I am a transformational coach. It's not a transactional program. It's a transformational program. And if you are familiar with different coaching philosophies and paradigms, you know, transactional coaching is something a lot of people do, and it works for a lot of people. Do exactly this, eat exactly that. But that's just not my style. That's just not what I think creates permanent change and independence and confidence for people. I think being a transformational coach and having a transformational program is what makes that lasting difference. And the 12 Weeks to Transformation has been powerful from the get, from the first one we ran. But I will tell you that this spring session will be the best yet. We're moving from a digital journal to a physical journal, an identity journal, which is going to be next level. But we'll still have a lot of the similar components, like weekly live Q&As, your opportunity to interact with me live every week, daily coaching audios, because, hey, you can have really great intentions, but then life happens, and I don't ever want to create the kind of program where a week's gone by and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been totally checked out. And the daily coaching audios are a huge part of preventing that from happening. So you can learn more about the 12 Weeks to Transformation, how it works, what you can expect, all of that good stuff. I'll link over on the show notes to where you can learn more about it, or you can just go right to primalpotential.com/transform. You can also get on the wait list for the spring group at primalpotential.com/transform. I always open up registration to the waitlist first. The folks on the waitlist get sneak peeks inside the current 12 Weeks to Transformation, and I'll be doing live Q&As with the waitlist. So the only way to be a part of those live Q&As is going to be to get on the waitlist, primalpotential.com/transform, or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode. And I want to wrap up with a question that we will be discussing inside the new Primal Potential Facebook group. If you aren't in it, it's free. It's open to you. It's open to your friends. It's open to anyone that you want to grow with. And it's also a great place to connect with new people, to create that tribe of people around you who are looking to prioritize personal growth every single day. It's a great place to expose yourself to things that motivate, inspire, and encourage you, help you stay accountable to yourself. I'll link up that Facebook group in the show notes as well. But the question that we are going to start to discuss right now in the Facebook group is, what will you do today to focus on the real thing in your life, the thing you want, instead of everything that doesn't reflect what you want? How will you practice that shift today? So join me over in the Primal Potential Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Tell me your answer there. We will dive into that discussion. We will put it into action in our lives, and I'll chat with you really soon. Make today amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.